Lyndon Johnson was president the last time New York Democrats controlled the state Senate. Republicans have held the chamber since 1965. But this year, several tightly contested races around the state may end their rule. With an ailing economy and thousands of new registered voters trending Democratic, Democrats say they're confident.
Today, we are here to tell you they have 7 days left of the 40 years they were there. Senate Democrats will then take charge, and we are ready, we are prepared, and we will take the action that will make each and every one of you proud.
That's Malcolm Smith, who was selected by his peers in March to be Senate Minority Leader when Patterson became governor. He held a press conference this week with Democratic officials from around the state to announce that it's their turn now. If Democrats were to win, Smith will lead the majority. A native son of Southeast Queens, Smith explains why he's confident the Democrats will take over. He, along with Governor David Patterson, the former minority leader, have been working for a long time to have the majority.
We are clearly putting resources in there, financial resources. We have a tremendous amount of support that's coming from advocacy groups outside of the district, within the district, from Washington. We have support coming from around the country. I mean, this is very critical election for Democrats in New York State, as it is nationally.
The 52-year-old Smith's ascension in the legislature began 8 years ago when he won the state Senate seat in the 14th District in Southeast Queens, where he grew up. It's a district that includes one of the city's largest African-American middle-class neighborhoods, along with bustling small businesses. It's also home to the Reverend Floyd Flake, the influential pastor of the AME megachurch. A former congressman, Flake has served as a mentor to Smith. Citing the current mantra among politicians, Flake says Smith does not have a personal agenda and would be a bipartisan leader.
The kind of leadership you will get is a very even-handed kind of approach, because his capability to reach across the aisle and work with both parties, I think, is exemplary.
Smith is the first in his family to go to college. He has strong community roots in Queens and says his family helped pave the way for him.
My mother was very involved in the local politics of my neighborhood. She was a, as we call it, workaholic for the local Democratic Party in Queens. She was a secretary to the club, and she always told me, aside from my Jesuit education, that it was always important to give back and to try to fulfill your purpose in life.
Before his foray as an elected official, Smith worked for both former Mayor Ed Koch and former Congresswoman Geraldine Ferraro. In 1985, he launched a program to increase the number of minority-owned banks in the city. He also started his own real estate development company in the basement of his Queens home with $2,000. He says that experience as a businessman helped provide the discipline he would need as a politician.
I built homes and baseball fields and was involved with medical facilities, and it was hard, it wasn't easy, but it's nothing more understanding of a person's life and what they've been through when you have to meet a payroll.
Smith's work in the southeastern Queens community has brought accolades from constituents. Solace Wilson, Faye Hill, and Jean Estwick attend Flake's church, where Smith continues to worship. They have only praise for him.
You know, he's doing a lot for the community. He's always here at church, and he's a nice individual. I would give him my vote anytime.
I'm a community advocate. I belong to a lot of community organizations where he has come and represented us and given us back a lot of fundings.
He always answers my requests. I think he's a great senator, and I think he should be able to handle whatever position he get going forward.
However, there's grumbling among upstate senators that Smith should not get the leadership post if the balance of power swings. Some insiders contend that the three most powerful men in Albany should not all be from New York City. Longtime political consultant George Arzt says the Democrats could hurt themselves if they try to appoint someone else.
It's crazy for the Democrats to have a civil war after winning this. It will only prove to everybody how contentious the Democrats can be, and it will show the Democrats at their worst.
As for Smith, Arzt says,
I think he's smart. He's been a legislator a long time. And I think that he will take the Senate into a lot of areas that they haven't previously been.
And if Barack Obama wins, he won't be the only one to make history on Election Day. If Smith wins the majority leader post, he'll be the first African American to do so in New York history. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Rivera.